So how did you get together, the group, which I'm the nameless group? Charles, Niels, and I.
Formerly, Charles and I were both in a band together called Piggery, which was made up of Sarah Matthews and Karine Ryan. And it was the four of us. And we actually, I'm sure all of you have heard of Piggery. Just kidding.
You played, though, didn't you? Play at the Loft?
Yeah. No, we opened up for Studfinder at the Albion.
Oh, okay.
And then we sort of opened up for Minnow at a house party, and that was our last gig, and we ended it there. And those were our two shows that we did. And Sarah went on to play with Magali Meeker, who is here at CFRU, and they were in Ponderosa and Pacific Select, and they're in another band together as well, but I don't know their name of their band. But Charles is in many bands as it is, and he always has been. But you're asking the question, how did Niels and Charles and I get together? But
it doesn't matter. Actually, yeah. I'm really fascinated by the fact that there are a lot of people who are talented musicians and experimental musicians mm-hmm. in Guelph who just are not in, say, a band,
yeah.
but who contribute really. To like musical elements all over the place.
Yep.
And it's funny. It's not funny, but it's really hard to keep up with people who are playing and maybe get together for a show or two with a couple other people and have a name, and then they disappear and you don't know like,
yeah.
what's going on with that.
It's true.
So it's hard to keep up with that, but it's interesting when you start to recognize faces or styles of playing when you hear stuff, and you
mm-hmm.
you can kind of, it's like, I guess what Bob McCarthy calls the band tree. There's like this oral history of musicians in Guelph, and it's just interesting to see them pop up again and again. Like Charles, you're about to say what
yeah.
other bands he played with. He was in Curtsy.
Yep, Charles is in Curtsy. He's in a lot of bands, but I guess his
Crash Oracles.
Yeah, that's his main band, I guess. I mean, he's been in that band for many, many years. So the Trash Oracles, Curtsy, he was in Piggery. He's in Super X, who are playing tonight, opening up for Fugazi
with
in Toronto.
Minnow.
That's
yeah.
right. Two Guelph bands. It's great.
That's
opening
exciting.
Up for Fugazi in Toronto. And what other bands is he in? He was in Vinnie Boom Boom and the Washington Experience, which Gord High was in, and Steve Clarkson. And myself, and I think that's all the bands that I can count on my fingers that I can remember that he was in. But and so he's in a lot of bands in and around town, plays like bass and drums and stuff like that, guitar. And so now we were just sort of sitting around, I guess, at the Albion, the waterhole of Guelph, and drinking with Niels. And we got to talking, and we were talking. Charles and I sometimes just end up playing together anyways. And we were talking with Niels about it, and we found out that he plays sax. So we asked him to play with us, and he's also playing with Jim Smith, who was in Union Young America, the drummer for that. So actually, Niels plays sax, and Jim plays sort of jazz drums together. Those two were together. And so that's how the three of us became formerly Cantankerous and formerly Medicinal Surfaces and Ovenmint.
What do you think is happening to people who are maybe not cemented, if I can use that?
I guess, like, or well-known?
Yeah, well-known for being a part of one band. What happens to those musicians? Like, I mean, you've named off several people who have sort of come and gone in different groups,
mm-hmm.
and there are many, many more in Guelph. What do you see happening in your own experience, in your own observations?
In my own observations, I think it's, actually, to tell you the truth, I think Guelph is probably the only town that I know of that has, like, so many bands and so many people in it, and if you just walk down the street, almost everyone you say hi to is probably a musician, and I think it's really, really cool to see that you don't have to stick to one band, and that's your main band, that you want to play with and so forth, that you can be in other bands that, you know, that you want to be a part of. And it could be different musical styles, and that's fine. Because, you know, Piggery was sort of a sort of pop rock band, I guess. And, like, our nameless band right now is, you know, not that way. So I think it's really neat that, all these people can be in different bands, like, all the time. And, you know, there's not, like, there is sometimes just one main band that people are part of, but they can still be a part of other bands as well.
Sounds like non-monogamy to me.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Put it in action. Be gentle.